And it's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning again.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
We're all right. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you.
Good. So our topic for today is the importance of knowing your limitations. So where do we want to go with this one?
Well, you know, I'm going to start out with saying that most people don't like to feel that they're limited anyway. You know, we want to be able to do it all ourselves or take care of everything we need.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching an old Clint Eastwood movie. Dirty Harry was a cop that he played.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when he'd get that bad guy in the corner and he was caught, he'd say, you know, man's got to know his limitations. And so I was kind of thinking about, okay, well, how does that apply to my life? I like to, you know, like take quotes and apply them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's important to know ourselves, both strengths and weaknesses. You know, our strengths are things that come naturally to us, and it's our default response. You know, my default is like, if I'm going to ask for help, because like if you have to change a tire, it's not happening. I know there's nothing somebody could offer me that I would know how to do that. So I get somebody who knows how. A skill or a strength can be anything. It can be problem solving, research, getting along with people, sports, dancing, math. Any kind of thing in our lives can be that. And so if we wanted, I'll give you a personal example, probably easier. Spatial awareness. Some people are really good at looking from where they're standing, like to say a door in a room or outside, and saying, oh, it's about 10 feet. And they would be pretty close.
Mm.
I'm not close. I am not close. If I was going to guess, get a runner of carpet for that, no idea. But knowing that, that's knowing my limitation, I don't go order one without either getting someone who knows it or getting out the tool that's going to give me the correct information.
Okay.
So, you know, we can find out what our limitations are if we make frequent mistakes, because I've done that a couple times. I've ordered something and it's been too big or too small, you know, too wide. Or that it's something we're trying to do and it takes longer than other things. And we look around and other people seem to be doing it more easily, then we know that's more of a limitation for us. Now, okay, I will tell you that I'm not a great sports person. I've never thrown my body on the floor for a ball, so I'm not a good sports person. My response could be that I'd be jealous. I mean, like, oh, and want to isolate them and make fun of them because they're wasting their time.
Mm.
Or I could be admiring them and say, wow, look at that skill, what they can do. Obviously, there's one that's better than the other. You know, it's good that we all have different talents, because knowing our limitations then allows us to say, hey, I want to do something better. Can you show me? Or can you help me do this, and I'll use my strength for you? You know, go back and forth. So it's really good that we can collaborate. And I bring this up all the time because we want to catch ourselves. Sometimes when somebody does something better than us, we feel so jealous that we put a wall between us in any
right.
number of ways. And what we really want to do is connect. The connection is the most important part of our life. And that somebody else does it better, we want to say, wow, that's great. Show me.
Yeah, maybe they can have it rub off on you.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I remember watching some dance competition on TV, and there was a woman, it was Muhammad Ali's daughter who was the contestant. I never saw a more graceful dancer in my life. I was in awe. I thought, oh my gosh, look at how aware she is of what she's doing. And, you know, yeah, I thought, I'm going to take some lessons,
right.
you know.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, it's a man and a woman. We got to know our limitations.
Yeah, and it's good because you can have either the response of you know your limitation, but you react to someone else in a bad way, which is obviously not good, or maybe you don't know your limitation and you go too far trying to do something, and that puts you in a bad spot too.
Right. So. And if you're not as good at them, then you get mad at yourself. That's not good.
Good stuff. All right, you can always find out more at safeharboril.com. You join us every Monday at the same time for Your Life Matters. It is with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We hope you can join us again next Monday at the same time.